God's vision for herself and her offspring, since she would be the mother of Abraham's offspring. So the changing of Sarah's name is very important. Do you know what the name Sarah means?
Princess, I know that one.
Sarah?
Yeah.
That's actually Sarai. Sarai means princess.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What do you think Sarah means?
Mother of many nations.
Oh my goodness! You're a mother of many nations. That's really amazing. Sarah means a mother of many nations. Sarai means princess, right? While Abram struggles hard to be a father of many nations, what would happen if he struggles hard? What would happen if, while he's struggling hard, she's acting like a little princess all the time, really, right? Honey, why don't you cuddle with me anymore, really, right? It'd be very hard for him to live as God's covenant person. So certainly, Abram would not have an easy time to focus on serving God's mission. So, if the husband is the father of many nations, the wife also should be a mother of many nations. Then they are one and able to serve God's will properly. So, for this reason, God changed her name to Sarah. Do you spell it with an H at the end?
Mm-hmm.
Man, now you have to live up to your name. You have to live up to it. So, what about question number 17? Question number 7. So, what was Abram's response?
Evolve in the past, but will it really happen? Ishmael might live in peace.